from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome to the program. Letting the Bible Speak today is the Reverend Kenneth Elliott, and he turns our thoughts to 2 Samuel chapter 3 and the question that was asked by King David: Died Abner as a fool dieth? But before we hear that message and some words in song as well, let's just for a moment meditate upon a few words found in Luke's Gospel 17 and verse 5. Lord, increase our faith. The believer, the child of God, is as his faith is. If faith is weak, he's fearful and fretful and troubled. But if faith is strong and rightly placed, then he's courageous and happy. Faith comes from the Lord, because he is its author. And it leads to the Lord, because he is its object. Faith is like a grain of mustard seed. It grows and increases, but the Lord alone can increase our faith. Let's apply to him then. Let this be our prayer. Lord, increase my faith. Strong faith will believe without feeling, yea, even against feelings or appearances. It will trust the Lord where it cannot trace him. It assures the soul that what he has promised he is able to perform, and he will certainly accomplish. Great faith will have great trials, for the Lord never gives faith without testing it, and the heat of the furnace is in proportion to the strength of our faith. Little faith lays hold on the Lord and brings salvation. Strong faith receives much and often from the Lord, and brings great consolation. Go to the Lord with the faith you have, and plead with him for the faith he requires. He gives freely to every pleader, and he will assuredly give to you.
Simply trusting every day, trusting through a stormy way.
Trusting him for never before. to read a few verses of Holy Scripture from 2 Samuel chapter 3, beginning in verse 31. And David said to Joab and to all the people that were with him, "Rend your clothes, and gird you with sackcloth, and mourn before Abner." And King David himself followed the bier. And they buried Abner in Hebron. And the king lifted up his voice and wept at the grave of Abner, and all the people wept. And the king lamented over Abner and said, "Died Abner as a fool dieth? Thy hands were not bound, nor thy feet put into fetters. As a man falleth before wicked men, so fellest thou." And all the people wept again over him. I want to draw your attention to this question that King David asked concerning Abner as he stood at the grave of that man. Died Abner as a fool dieth? In order to answer that question, I want to present to you some details, some facts that I believe could be used as evidence to say that Abner did die as a fool dieth. First of all, then, I want you to notice the jeopardy that was evident. We need to know something of the background here. David was now reigning over the southern part of Israel. The northern part had become vacant with regard to reign. Ish-bosheth, the son of Saul, who had been reigning, has now been removed. Abner, who was the faithful general officer commanding Saul and later Ish-bosheth's troops, had his finger and thumb on the pulse of the nation and knew that they were longing after David, had secured their consent, made his way down to Hebron, where David's headquarters were, and made arrangements for handing over the northern kingdom to David so that David could reign over all the land of Israel. Arrangements were made. David sent Abner away. Joab, in the meantime, came back. He was the general officer commanding David's troops, and somebody told Joab that Abner had been present. Joab stormed into David, misrepresented Abner, sent one of his servants after Abner, and called for him to come back to meet with Joab. Abner did that. Abner came back, stood in the gate of the city, which was the city of Hebron, and Joab, under the guise of speaking to him in a friendly way about the arrangements that were being made, took his weapon and slew Abner at that place and at that time. Now, we need to know that earlier, Joab's brother Asahel was killed by Abner, and the law of God made provision that the next of kin, who was known as the revenger of blood, could take the life of the person who committed the deed of killing the person's relative. In this particular instance, it was Abner. But Abner's standing there, and I'm putting it to you that he is bound to have felt some concern at standing face to face with the man whose brother he killed. I put this to you also. We have a picture here of the sinner. The sinner pictured by Abner, who has slain the law of God, as it were, and the revenger of blood. The justice of God is coming after him. There is provision for such, but at this particular stage, it is important for you to know the danger that you're in, because of the very fact that we have trampled underfoot God's law and his commands, and the justice of God is after us. Keep that in mind as we continue with this story, the jeopardy that was evident. And then in the second place, in seeking to answer the question, "Died Abner as a fool dieth?" notice the safety provided. First of all, notice the place where they met. Verse 27 of 2 Samuel chapter 3 has this to say, "And when Abner was returned to Hebron, Joab took him aside in the gate to speak with him quietly, and smote him there under the fifth rib, that he died for the blood of Asahel his brother." Notice the place where they met. Hebron. Hebron was one of the six cities of refuge. These cities of refuge were God's provision, were the man who committed manslaughter, who slew someone, and when he was fleeing for his life, if he entered into one of these six cities, he was safe. He was protected. He could not be harmed. Hebron was one of those cities. And that is a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, because we are told that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth into it and is safe. And in the book of Hebrews chapter 6 verse 18 we read, "We might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us." A picture here of Christ and his saving work, and a reference no doubt to it. Again, these cities of refuge were easily accessible. They were strategically placed throughout the land, north, south, east, and west. And may I say that for you listening to this today, God is anxious that the provision that he has for sinners would be made known to you, and that you would know that Christ is accessible. Church services that are evangelical, fundamental, by means of the radio to which you're listening now, Christian influences around you, God wants you to realize that you're in great need, and he wants you to come to Christ. And these are instruments whereby he is trying to help you to put your faith in him. Notice again not only the place, but notice the position. In the gate. Oh, that's very noticeable in verse 27. "And when Abner was returned to Hebron, Joab took him aside in the gate." He was so near to being safe, but yet he lost his life. And there's a lesson there for you and me. We can be so near to be becoming Christians and still not be saved. I plead with you, if you're thinking much about salvation, if you realize that you're not far away, enter in. Put your trust in Christ now. And then notice lastly the opportunity that was available to him. Nothing was hindering him. David acknowledged that in verse 34. "Thy hands were not bound, nor thy foot put into fetters." Well, what was the reason why he lost his life? Was he preoccupied with other affairs? Was he given to the mistaken assumption that Job was not going to require his life now? Well, whatever the reason, he died within sight of salvation, but was lost. Did he not die as a fool dieth? I put it to you, ladies and gentlemen, you're so near, there's an opportunity, there's nothing hindering you, rather there are positive influences that would long for you to take Christ. I plead with you, earnestly and urgently, flee to Christ, the city of refuge. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in him. Take him as your Saviour now. May God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.